producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
My cue for the beginning of conversation this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? It is Tuesday, November the 17th. I'm Doug Steffen, and Ken Kessler is here with me, monitoring Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing. Facebook.com/Good Day is the address there, and Twitter at Good Day Show. Constantly, people are in and out of there, as they are in all of the social media, or certainly much of the social media, with comments about who says what. Charlie Sheen. He's going to be on the Today Show. That'll be an interesting conversation, speaking about people who are talking about people. And then there are the community members and activists who demand that the Minneapolis police identify the officer who shot a black man who was suspected in an assault. They want release of the video. Protests, witnesses. This was something that took place over the weekend, Sunday morning, as a matter of fact. The man was handcuffed, actually, when he was shot. It reminds me of something in Baltimore, Kenny, right? Isn't that sort of the same scenario, although I don't think he was in a vehicle. So the protests started and continued during the day. An overnight encampment outside of the police precinct on the city's north side. Police say a preliminary investigation shows the man was not handcuffed, but the police said he was handcuffed. So is he handcuffed or wasn't he handcuffed? Yes. He was, wasn't he?
Depends who you ask.
Right. Here we go. I chuckle because this is becoming so pat, almost. It's becoming, there are lives at stake and lives on the line and lives affected, but it's becoming like a game. Authorities don't release the name of the man. Family members identify him, though, as a man named Jamar Clark. He was 24 years old. He was on life support. I say was. He still is. But his father told news media the son had suffered a single gunshot wound over his left eye. That doesn't sound too good. None of our children deserve to be shot and killed and then talked about like they were animals. A lady who was involved in another shooting in Minneapolis, whose son died in a confrontation with the police. So this is why there are protests in this precinct in North Minneapolis. Unless the community steps up to help us out, it'll continue. So who knew about this? I didn't realize that Minneapolis was a hotbed for this kind of stuff as well. Is there any place in this country that is safe from this kind of stuff? Authorities say that they may release some more information on the shooting. Police said they were called to North Minneapolis Sunday following a report of an assault. When they arrived, a man was interfering with paramedics who were assisting the victim. Officers tried to calm him down, but he was struggling. They struggled with him. Officer fired at least one shot, hitting the man in the head. And then, starting in the afternoon, people assembled at the scene of the shooting, demonstrating, protesting. Then now there are protesters camped out at the police station. The mayor and police chief held a listening session with the community. Some community members shouting in anger that this is being fed misinformation. The chairman of the NAACP said, this is in Minneapolis, that many black residents are upset. Quote, we've been saying for a long time that Minneapolis is one bullet away from Ferguson. Now, see, I didn't know that at all. My sister lives outside of Minneapolis. We don't talk much about stuff like this, but given what I know about her, it would seem to me she would talk about it somewhat. So the two police officers, as a result of the protesting, in part, on paid leave now, that's though standard practice after an incident there, wasn't immediately clear whether they were wearing body cameras or not. The city's been testing these cameras with a small number of officers before they give them to everybody next year. All right, so what do we make of this, Kenny, in terms of protests, more violence? The college protesting is continuing this week, although I think there's less of it than there was last week. Well, maybe when this gets added to the mix, it becomes back into the focus. It did seem to me rather interesting that the college protesters on some of the campuses got annoyed, and you would see that in social media. Do you have any of that on our social media pages? They're annoyed because all of the attention to violence and skullduggery went to Paris, and so they weren't getting any attention. And I think
I saw reports on that, but I didn't see any posts about that.
Mm-hmm. So is this the figment of imagination, the imagination of reporters who want to have the news media? I mean, under the circumstances, it's a field day for the news media no matter what. Which side you're on, right? So, I saw a couple of these yesterday, and I'm just wondering how authentic they are. Meanwhile, because the college protests have been such a part before Paris of the scenario, at least the last week or 10 days, we have some more on it now from reporter Aaron Morrison, who will join us in a moment. The focus on college protests and protesting in general here on Good Day at 13 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Aaron Morrison, who is a writer, most recently on the staff at the Record newspaper in Northern New Jersey. He writes now for the IB Times, and he has written this week, quote, a recent email from a Yale faculty member cited the right to free speech while defending students' choice to wear Halloween costumes that featured blackface or traditional American Indian headdresses. A controversy was sparked over whether those appearances should be tolerated on campus. There were apparently some racial tensions that existed there anyway, and so this made it worse, and one wonders why. Aaron, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you for having me.
All right. What's your experience? You a college kid?
I'm not, but I, when I was in college...
No, I mean, I are you a college graduate? I should have asked it that way.
Oh, sure. Yes, yeah, okay. I attended San Francisco State University.
What was it like when you were a student? Did you ever come into any circumstance where there were protests like this on the campus where you were?
Definitely. I think it's what we're seeing right now across the country is what's actually been happening for years, probably decades, at campuses where minority students are obviously not the majority. They're attending black students, Asian students, Hispanic students are attending schools that are majority white. And so there are some often culture clashes where students feel they are misunderstood or maligned because of their background.
Do you ever feel that way yourself?
I can't say that I felt that way in any memorable instance, but there were certainly some incidences on my campus that mirrored what has been going on, what we've seen in the last week.
All right, so what's the issue from your perspective as a reporter and as somebody who has been around? I mean, I've been talking, you may or may not have heard me, about my college experiences and the other people who are here, our college experiences. Frankly, I went to school in the Midwest, and we had some protests, but never anything like this. It just never got that hot. So I'm trying to figure out, you said they've been going on for a long time, and I agree with you there. So why the uproar now?
I think what we're seeing is in the last 3 years, social media really has changed the way people get messages out.
It's all social media, pretty much, isn't it? Things aren't different. It's just that more people seem to know about them, and maybe that's a good thing. Do you think?
Yes, I think that's a fair assessment, and what we're seeing, especially within the last year, with the Black Lives Matter movement being as large as it's been, I think that is also impacting or influencing what is happening currently on the campus, the campuses that we're covering in the news.
Do you think it's just racial stuff? I mean, the news is full of what went on in Ferguson, for example. Missouri seems to be a hotbed of all of this sort of stuff, but here is Yale. It's got a problem with it, and I guess that I wonder. I sound exasperated because I kind of am with all of this stuff, because we have so much to be thankful for in this country, and we pick at each other about stuff that is important. But the things that would be taken care of were there to be better education. Do you think I'm on left field with that comment?
No, I don't think so. I think there is a point to be made there. However, what at a very basic level, what these students, and these are not just black students or
minorities.
They're white.
Right.
They have white allies who are joining them on this. What they're saying is, look, at a basic level, we come to this school to study, and if we are subjected to racial slurs or some sort of intimidation or a general culture that says our background, our experience is less than or not as important as the experiences of the majority on campus, that's a major distraction. And that's not why someone goes to college. They go to college to enrich themselves. And so if I go to a campus and I feel like someone's just hurled a racial slur at me and I go to the administration and they do nothing about it, that is cause for some serious questions to pose.
And that's
to the
more or less what's gone on more, I think, at the University of Missouri than even at Yale. All right, good perspective, Aaron. Thank you. We're happy to have met you. Aaron Morrison here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
He was much better with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I think he was, anyway. Neil Young.
It's kind of like us. You know, you're better with me and with Ken. But with Kara.
Wow.
Come on. It was. We need one of those every day. I just had to check the box.
Okay. You just reached your allotment.
I just checked the box. Go.
24 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So there is attention being given to all of the Canadians who seem to be Americans.
Hey.
And in that list is Neil Young.
North Canada's problem?
He was, by the way, he was 70 years old this week, I think, didn't we? Did we pay attention to that on the birthday list? I don't think we did, Kenny. Usually have a song or two from something like this, so we'll do that now, a little mini concert from Neil Young. Let's see, who else is known for being Canadian? North of us came Jim Carrey, Keanu Reeves, Rachel McAdams, Donald Sutherland, Kiefer Sutherland, Michael J. Fox, Mike Myers, William Shatner, Lauren Green. Well, they were all Canadians. Let's see here. Shania Twain.
Okay. You're a rocket scientist.
Yeah. That don't impress me. Great song.
Love it.
She's really very clever.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here.
Still looks great.
Yeah, Marsha McLuhan, Pamela Anderson. Matt Masterson, who was a sheriff. Remember him from the early days? He was an early Canadian import. They call him Canucks. I'm not sure. That's kind of like a Yankee.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's not a bad one. We tend to think of it as being bad. I think Canadians, it's kind of like using the N-word. Black people can do it and it's okay.
It is not. To call a Canadian a Canuck is not like using the N-word. There's a hockey team. Could you imagine?
Send those messages to Doug at DougSteffen.com.
Would not happen.
All right,
Redskins people would be like, at the park. That's it. There we go. Let's see. We have Joni Mitchell also is a Canadian. I like her. Yeah, this is great. She seems to be doing better, by the way. She had a stroke, if I'm not mistaken. I think it may be a result of all of her extracurricular activities earlier in her life catches up with you after a while. Yeah, it sure does. So anyway, well, I was trying to find out. That's what I just Googled, Canuck. The origin of the world, origin of the word referring not just to Canadians, but to French Canadians, became popular in the mid-1800s and may have come from the Hawaiian word Kanaka, Nandaloa. K-A... What is it with you?
Doing our own show.
I know. Should we just check out and let her do the rest? She didn't even want to do it all by herself anyway.
No. It'd be no fun.
Anyway, fine. You'll notice that I left out Justin Bieber, that little worm. He's a Canadian, too. I just
they didn't should take... Remember the petition to have him taken back expedited?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That'd been a good idea. Let's see. What else did I think about this? All right. I was just thinking about Neil Young and his appearance when we went to Farm Aid. I thought he was, like, basically pretty much out of it. But he did have a couple of good songs.
Is this a good song, Dougie?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Justin Bieber.
I don't like the fact that Justin Bieber is not a bad song. Oh, ha, ha, ha. You got me. Did you whisper? Was this?
Yeah, I whispered.
Wait a minute.
Kara, this is Justin Bieber.
This
so that
is
you
some sort
hear.
Of collusion between you and Kara to try to make me look bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can do that on my own very well. I don't need people to help me with that.
What about that Call Me Maybe girl? She's Canadian, isn't she?
Who's that?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
Is she Canadian?
She's Canadian.
Too?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. All right.
Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings.
Okay. Let's call a halt.
My cousin Gene Gardner.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Gene Gardner.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product. Clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This report is brought to you by AARP Credit Cards from Chase. Millions of Americans 50-plus don't know where their next meal will come from. Co-host of ABC's The Chew, Carla Hall, is working with AARP Credit Cards from Chase to help find solutions to this growing problem.
Some of my favorite holiday memories are made in the kitchen, but the holidays are about more than feeding your body. They're a time to feed your soul by helping those in need. While dining out, consider ordering a few extra sides and bringing a meal to a family in need. With every restaurant purchase made using the AARP credit card, Chase will donate 10 cents to AARP Foundation's Drive to End Hunger, a cause that provides much-needed assistance to the more than 10 million Americans aged 50-plus dealing with food insecurity.
Chase teamed up with Carla Hall to help raise awareness that hunger is a basic health issue. This year, Chase will donate up to $1 million to Drive to End Hunger. For more information, visit aarpcreditcard.com/drive-to-end-hunger.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally.
Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Topics, the conversation, the good day way for you to figure out what's going on in the world. I'm Doug Steffen, and he's Ken Kessler, and we're here with Service on Our Mind. Service, the kind you don't get from your doctor. Excuse me. Or most of us, or most of you, I'm actually quite satisfied with the medical care that I get. But that's because I'm willing to and able to pay for what I can't get through insurance. And I don't say that to sound smug. It just is the way things are turning out. There are a lot of doctors who are just saying no to Medicare, saying no to any kind of insurance, the Obamacare plan. And apparently there are enough customers around to keep the lights on and the bills paid. It's a pretty good example of how that's taking place in Delaware. There are a couple of doctors that I found that are only taking fees. There was and some of them are family practitioners. Pat, hitting it up. There it is. Family practitioners. Some of them are chiropractors. Some of them are OMs. There are a lot of different types and blends of doctors who are doing this way. They, instead of dealing with traditional insurance and co-pays and deductibles, patients pay a one-year membership fee. In one case that I found, a fee that includes an annual physical exam and around four office visits, one per quarter if you need them. Also, small procedures like strep tests and electrocardiograms, that kind of thing. They're all included. So I was reading the story of Christy Beckman, who was one of the first patients that signed up for this with Dr. Christina Bobelski, who owns the Peachtree Medical Practice in downtown Middleton, Delaware. Medium-sized town, I think 40, 50,000 people, one of the best-known doctors there. So the doctor's patients pay monthly fees, $65, $75 a month. Yearly rates for adults, between $780 and $900, depending on the number of visits a patient wants. Care for children under 18, $240 to $360 a year. If you go beyond the office visits that you pay for, that is the four that I was talking about, they're $80 a piece. Sounds pretty reasonable. More healthcare providers are embracing this direct pay. They call it concierge medicine. Ever encountered any of that, Kenny? You have your insurance now covers you for pretty much everything. You're one of the, I was talking about you yesterday when you weren't here in regard to your satisfaction with the insurance. You got in early. The first year was good. I guess you haven't, I think the second year, how much did your fee go up in the second year of your coverage for the California program?
I don't think it was noticeable. It was not much. I've had more problems with the actual insurance company than I've had with, the covered California, which is the Obamacare thing.
So what was, what kind of problems have you had?
With the insurance company?
Yeah.
They canceled our insurance without telling us, but continued to bill us.
This is the California pay, or this is in addition to, you have a supplement, or how does that work?
You have to pay, and then it's so weird that you have to pay and then you get it back from your taxes.
Oh, okay.
So we were paying our premiums, and then when I tried to access the website, I couldn't, and I called my doctor and was told I didn't have that my insurance had been canceled. And this was like 6 months later, and we called Covered California, and they got to the bottom of it, got our money back, and got our insurance reinstated.
Oh, all right. So then I didn't know, although that was, all I remember is that you told me you were satisfied with the way that it sort of had played out, and I haven't heard this latest round of information. But you realize that this is not the norm, that when you hear some of our other colleagues here who are in other states that don't have their own coverage, and that seems to be the difference. I think there are 16 states that have sort of their own plan, and then the other 34 have the federal plan, and the federal plan has caused those who, for example, Rich McFadden, another member of our staff, who has a family, you're covered, your coverage is for your family, and it has been reasonable, and you say that the prices haven't gone up. And I'm thinking that's part of the individual state's management versus the federal management, because in cases like Rich's, his has gone up about, I think he told me, $400 a month to cover his family. I mean, it's gone up like thousands of dollars more. And this is what I've heard from more and more people who claim that the first year seemed to be okay in terms of what was offered and what you had to pay for it. And then each year subsequent, the fees or the cost of the insurance have gone sky high. And that's what you hear more people complaining about. And so that's why these doctors who say, forget the insurance, here's what it'll cost you to take care of yourself, take care of your family. And the things that I've seen, and the survey that I saw from the Physicians Foundation, shows that the doctors who are practicing this way, increasing from 10 to 12% over the last year, the direct pay model is something that appeals to patients because it's clean. They don't have to fill out lots of forms. They get their vaccines. They get lab work. They have all of these things. And so I suppose maybe healthcare providers, they're going to find this is America, and they're going to get to the bottom line of what it is that people want. The market's going to tell you what it wants, and it doesn't want what it sees at the moment, it would appear. Let's talk now with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's going to visit with us, one of our frequent visitors when it comes to medical practice, the dementia conversation that a lot of people are having with themselves and with loved ones is something that's front and center with Jack in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops. All those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th-gen core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th-generation Intel core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th-generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I are joined by our friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. There is a different theme every week. What's this week's theme?
It's still the scientific healing. It's healing from the inside out instead of the outside in. It has a lot to do with what you were talking about with Alzheimer's.
All right, so let's spend some time talking about that. Let's bring people into what the brain is all about. I saw somebody sent me actually a function brain scan with the various lobes of the brain, the frontal lobe, the temporal lobe, the cerebellum, the occipital lobe. And then you look at the picture of the brain, and it brings me down to a focus that you got me thinking about this, and I'd never thought about it before, that a quarter-size stem is what holds your brain onto your head. Or hold your head onto your body. It's the size of the stem, which has your the upper end of the not the cervix, but the upper end of... The
cervical spine.
It is the cervical spine. Okay, yeah, I was looking to have the right word.
The brainstem actually comes down into the neck about an inch or two.
Yeah.
They used to think that the brainstem was totally, the brain was totally inside the skull till they got MRIs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out there's brain tissue that actually comes down to the very top junction of the neck and the head.
That's sort of where the cerebellum is.
Yeah, you know, the cerebellum is just inside the skull in the back.
Mm-hmm. All right, so dementia starts where? Isn't it the frontal lobe where dementia or Alzheimer's would start?
Well, there are so many interconnections throughout the entire brain that just the higher, supposedly the higher levels of communication that humans do is centered right there in the frontal lobes. You're absolutely correct.
Right.
But there's so many different areas of the brain that are involved with language, interpretation, hearing, understanding, memory, things that go with the so-called higher brain that humans do, that other animals that have a brain stem don't really get into that deep consciousness that a humans are available to humans. And when any one of those areas begins to be disrupted, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's because of malnutrition and a slow breakdown of the communicating areas of the brain, different kinds of dementia will show up. Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. It's not different from dementia. It's just a different form.
Yep.
And anytime any of those highway interchanges begin to be disrupted to some degree, there are going to be these the long staring, the memory problems, the inability to put a sentence correctly together, these kinds of things will start showing up. And it's years and years of dementia. I was just thinking about this when that fellow from Salisbury called in, Salisbury, Maryland,
right,
talking about how kids can't sit still for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not just limited to Salisbury. We've got that coast to coast in America right now. We have it right here in Salt Lake. I'm kind of wondering at what age dementia is going to show up in these kids. And I'll bet you're going to see it as early as their 30s and their 40s.
Wow. Oh, good. All right.
Sugar. It's just sugar. Everything is sugar.
Okay, well then let's... This study that I made reference to suggests that there are a number of ways to prevent dementia. One of them is taking 3 glasses of champagne a week. How much sugar is in champagne?
Well, there's a lot more sugar in champagne than, you know, I mean, it depends on how dry it is, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of alcohol in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And alcohol has a deleterious effect on brain cells.
All right, so you wouldn't agree then that a few glasses a week could help prevent dementia. You don't agree with the study?
No, but there are certain ingredients that are found in grapes.
Mm-hmm.
That pass through to the... Yes,
Pycnogenol,
the resveratrol, things like this that show up,
yeah,
that we have known for a long time are beneficial to brain health.
Get that in the form of a supplement probably more than anything else, yes?
Well, yeah, Japanese knotwood.
Not as fun.
Yeah, it's not as fun, and people don't, you know, start doing silly things, but with an herb called Japanese knotwood is a very good source of resveratrol.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also recommended by this study is brain training. People who are older play online games to their benefit. That's one of the things. Young people, it bothers the neuro connections, and so it's not good for young people, if they're under the age of 3 especially, to be exposed to too much of this. But when you get older, it's good exercise for the brain, apparently.
Well, this is the classic use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely true. Any kind of thinking on a regular basis keeps synaptic activity in the brain going.
Mm-hmm.
And so people that will just sit there and sit on a couch and spend the whole day, do nothing watching.
Yeah.
They don't even read.
Yeah.
Just watching TV, puttering around.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to see it show up first. People would, even things like, what's that 9-little-box number thing?
Sudoku?
Sudoku.
Yeah.
Even that has been shown to be beneficial in keeping
terrific.
The brain area.
Yeah.
Areas active.
Every time I go on a trip with Meredith, she's got the crossword puzzle and the Sudoku, and that's what she does when she's on the plane.
Precisely.
Yeah.
That keeps the figuring part of the brain active.
Regular exercise is supposed to be the single most effective way to reduce the risk of dementia is to work out, lift weights, keep your body strong. That keeps everything. That pushes the blood around.
Well, that's it. It's carrying the oxygen. It's bringing oxygen to the brain.
One of the other things was group singing. I thought that was interesting. Group singing is good for keeping your brain working as you get older. And vitamin E. vitamin E. Very interesting, because vitamin E was sort of poo-pooed because people don't understand the difference between the water-soluble and non-water-soluble vitamin E, right? You've got to be taking that which is water-soluble in order for it not to hurt anything in your body.
Well, the oil-soluble form of vitamin E, the tocopherol oils, was always synthetic. It was made in laboratories.
Oh, you keep saying don't use synthetic anything.
Don't use synthetic anything.
Yeah.
Synthetic A hurts the heart. Synthetic C hardens the arteries. Mm-hmm. Synthetic E has problems throughout the body. But when it's a food-based source of this stuff, it's very well, obviously, it's beneficial. That's what our bodies have been built on for thousands of generations.
Look at the labels. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out his podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, look at the long life energy enzymes and how they may help you. They're helping me a lot and the people I know. Jack, thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays, there are a number of things that you need to know about your trip, including what to do if you're delayed at the airport. I have a couple of interesting stories to relate to Pauline Frommer, who is here from Frommers.com, the home of Frommer's Travel Guide, a family known for decades as a preeminent source of information if you're a traveler. So we'll check in with her in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guide, Frommer's.com. She and her father have been, I bet you you were on a plane going someplace when you were just a couple of months old, Pauline, right?
Yeah, I started traveling when I was 4 months old. Went to Europe, although in those days we went to Europe on a boat. I guess that it shows how old I am.
There you go. I've not been to Europe on a boat. Been around Europe on boats, but never been across the North Atlantic on one. That must have been an interesting trip. All right, so let's
I was 4 months old, so I don't know.
You don't remember it anyway, right? I understand. A couple of things. A lady in my life just got back from a two-week trip to Egypt. She took a trip up and down the Nile, the usual pyramids, the things that you are obviously want to do if you go over to Egypt. But she said that travel there, tourism, when she was talking to people there, has really taken a big hit. Not doesn't surprise a lot of people because of the unrest there, but also the crash of the plane in the Sinai. So one wonders if it is safe. She was perfectly safe, although they have bodyguards and stuff on this particular trip, but does it pay to think about, and is it less expensive to go to some of these areas of the world where there may be some subtle unrest, and maybe some of the unrest isn't quite so subtle?
Yeah, it's always cheaper to go to a place that people are scared to go to. I would say look at the State Department website first. Your lady friend obviously went with a group, so yes, they kept her safe. The people who have been going alone to Egypt have been getting into trouble. They've been finding they take, you know, a solitary guided tour into the desert to see the pyramids, and then before they're allowed to go back on their horse or camel or whatever, they have to pay a bribe.
Yeah, right.
We've heard some bad stories out of Egypt. I personally wouldn't go there now. So she was lucky she was able to without
an
incident.
She had a great trip. Very excited about the outcome of the trip.
But, you know, it's not just Egypt. You don't have to go places that are dangerous to save money. Economists are saying that the Australian dollar, a very safe country, is plunging because of problems in their mining industry and will soon be at 50 Australian cents to our dollar,
really?
Which is about half of what it used to be. I was there a year ago. It cost $7 for a coffee. Now it'll cost like a dollar.
Not even Starbucks, right?
They do have Starbucks, but not in Starbucks. Why go to Starbucks in Australia?
Why go to Starbucks here is probably a good question. I wanted to, one of the things that happened to her when she was traveling back and forth, she went through Paris, and there was a four-hour wait while she was at the airport, and there were is listening. She did exciting things like listen to me on the radio over there. What happens with people when they do have a lot of extra time? Because there'll be more people traveling this year, a lot of people on Thanksgiving and through the Christmas holidays. So if you're stuck, what do you do at the airport?
Well, believe it or not, there are lots of things to do at the airport now. I was just at San Francisco International. There's a yoga room there. There's a spa. There's all kinds of great shopping. The thing about holiday travel is give yourself that extra time. There are going to be more people traveling this year than since the recession of 2008. 3% more than last year. I think it's an ugly number, like 23.5 million people, something like 65,000 in a day, so it's going to be ugly at the airport, so give yourself time.
And bring a good book or find a place to go sit. There, you can get a good relax the back sort of thing if you want to spend $30 for 15 minutes. Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guide, check it out at Frommer's, Frommers.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.